There's a bit of a building boom in downtown Pensacola, and officials are studying how the continued growth will affect parking in the city. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
There is a lot of construction and change and growth in downtown Pensacola right now. What there isn't a lot of is parking, and that continues to be a problem. Last December, the city of Pensacola commissioned a study from the West Florida Regional Planning Council called Pensacola Parking Strategies as a Catalyst for Economic Growth. Jill Lavender is Special Projects Coordinator for the council and is team leader for the study.
We're first going to start out with looking at the current existing supply and then project the future demand by looking at population, what businesses are down there, the future developments. We're also going to be looking at the current parking regulations, all the city ordinances downtown. Then we're going to also be looking at other cities throughout the country to see how they've been successful in implementing parking strategies and how they use parking as a catalyst to economic development.
That study is now underway, and there is a lot to study.
A lot of the vacant office spaces filled up, a lot of the historically vacant retail spaces filled up. You've got a new hotel going in down at Main. You've got the residential property on the old P&J side. There's just lots of things that are all happening right now that I think need to be looked at.
Ron Butlin is the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board in Pensacola. He says while the board is not directly involved in the study, which was commissioned by the city, they do have a stake in the results since they currently manage the city's parking. He's hopeful they'll be looking vertically.
As downtown gets busier, which it is certainly doing, people start looking at surface lots and realizing that they're a very low intensity use, and you want to start increasing the intensity, which hopefully is a multi-story building on those sites. So the city is wisely looking at how development's happening, what the future development might be, and trying to figure out where it needs to look at parking structures. And that's a wonderful thing to be doing.
Butlin also says it's important to locate the structures where they would have the most economic impact. Over at the West Florida Regional Planning Council, Jill Lavender agrees.
Businesses want the parking to be close to their businesses. So a lot of times, yes, building up like garages is one of the better ideas.
Lavender also says whatever solution is suggested by the study, be it parking structures or surface lots, it has to be attractive and blend in with the feel of the downtown area. Of course, nothing in this study will be binding, but it will start the process of solving a problem that many in city government pointed to as one of Pensacola's priorities for 2016. Again, Ron Butlin.
Hopefully when the study comes out, it spurs a lot of conversation and we take a few more steps to figure out how to actually make these things a reality.
The final report should be ready by the end of June. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.